Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I was planning kind of a funny podcast about motherhood because motherhood is so difficult. If you don't have a sense of humor about being a mom, it's almost impossible. I thought I'd make a list of names of some of the worst mothers in literature, and I was going to share some of my worst mistakes as a mother. For example, instead of taking Alexandra to the playground on my day off, I'd take her shopping. We'd buy candy and eat it at the mall. I'd let her play in the clothes, play hide and seek. And then we'd go to the Ritz-Carlton for ice cream sundaes. Not great. I let her watch Alien, the movie, with me when she was 6. I did cover her eyes when the alien popped out of Kane's chest, but she insisted I tell her what happened. I did. This might be my worst story. Once, she had the stomach flu and was throwing up. I took her to work with me. My nanny didn't want to come in that day because she had 2 small children, and she didn't want them to get the flu. So I dragged Alexandra to work with me, gave her a blanket and a pillow, and asked her to sleep under my desk. Why did I do this? Because I had a really important story that I was breaking that day. What was the story? I don't remember. I just know that my boss told me to come to work. The producer in San Francisco told me to come to work, and the baby was happy to come to work with me. So I brought her to work. She slept. I did the live shot, the story, and then we went home. So yeah, I don't remember what story, but I do remember that I put my job first and my baby second. Bad mother? Yes. Medea Award? Yes. The Medea Award. I would joke about this award every time I did something stupid as a mother. Of course, my favorite bad mother is Medea. According to Euripides' version, Medea's husband, Jason, of Jason and the Argonauts, left Medea for another woman, a princess named Glos. Medea took her revenge on Jason leaving her by sending Glos a dress and a golden coronet covered in poison. Both the princess and her father, the king, Creon, died. And now, Medea's story gets worse. Medea then kills her children. She does have a moment of hesitation. She thinks about the pain her children's death is going to put her through. But then she decides that killing her children will cause Jason the most pain. In the play, she rushes off stage with a knife to stab the children, and they are heard screaming in terror. Yep, Medea. The granddaughter of Helios, the sun god, is the worst mother in literature as far as I'm concerned. Leave it to the Greeks. And I felt at times I was such a bad mother that I would give myself this fictitious Medea Award. Another bad mother, the mom from Psycho, the movie. Now, at this point, I changed my mind about producing the Bad Mother podcast. I think to myself, nah, this is just too depressing, really, because today, Mother's Day, is a happy day.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
And now, just a few words on motherhood on this Mother's Day. Now, I know this is going to sound sexist, but I think the mother is the most important person in a child's life. I think you can survive a bad father if the mother is around and is strong and protects the child. Now, this is just my theory. I'm not an expert. I don't have any facts to back it up. But I've always thought this because I had a strong, protective mother, and my dad was not great, mostly absent. He was a womanizer and a drinker. So this belief of mine about good mothers and childhood comes from my slanted viewpoint. So I looked it up, the importance of mothers in a child's life. I Googled exactly this. How important is a mother in a child's life? Wow. There are hundreds of studies and articles about mother and children. And here are just a few quotes. This is from a classic poem by William Ross Wallace entitled, What Rules the World? He says in that poem that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. His poem illustrates the influence a mother plays to her child and in the long run, to society. As a mother strives to nurture and teach a child, she makes the world a much better place. That poem was published in 1865. In 1992, there was a movie that uses the title of that poem. It was a thriller, but not a great movie. Here's another one. This is a quote from an old Jewish proverb, and it affirms what many of us have experienced, maybe not all of us, but some of us. A mother understands what a child does not say. My mother did. She could read my mind. I was sure of this. Now, this is from World Vision. Mothers teach us to have confidence and belief in ourselves. Mothers know from experience how important it is for people to believe in themselves and that this is necessary for children to be whole, to be strong, and grow with a healthy estimation of oneself. This is from another article. A mother's physical and emotional presence provides babies with two things: protection from stress and emotional regulation, both of which are important to healthy brain development and the child's future well-being. I will share the links to these articles. I had a great mother. I know you've heard this before in this podcast. I believed her encouragement helped me in every facet of my life. I am a mother, and now I am also a grandmother. I am blessed. I must say, being a mom is the most difficult job or role I've ever undertaken. Think about it. Mothers feed, clothe, and care for you. They sing to you, rock you, coo to you. They are your best and first teacher. And they not only teach you to talk and walk, but they instill in you right versus wrong. They give us our strength of character and, yes, some of our weaknesses. Okay, I have to say, of course, the father is very important too, and some fathers take the role of mother to their children. We learn many things. I learned many things from my father. Looking back on my life, I felt like a failure as a mother. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, I worked too much. I loved too much. Yep, I loved too much. I tried to stop her from making the mistakes I made, not knowing that it's almost impossible to do that. Children learn after making their own mistakes. Yes, I was at times a mess as a mom, but never like Euripides' Medea, because no matter what, I didn't give up. Never. Most of us, I think, all of us, I think, love our children more than any other person in the world. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. I did. We celebrated the entire weekend. It was great. Please be safe. Be nice to your mother if you are lucky enough to still have her in your life. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age. This is just a few words on being a mom. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Thank you.